Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Do you know what today is? Day of the Lord. Yeah, everybody stand up. Okay. I don't know if you know it or not, but today is World Laughter Day. So look at somebody and just laugh. I mean laugh. Don't giggle, laugh. I heard that one. Oh, great. Whew. I'll go ahead and do it again. It's good to be here. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tell you, 75 kids on a Wednesday night is a good problem to have. It really is. And we're blessed with children, and we're blessed at this church, but we do need people to stand up and help us with that issue. And the more we fill the gap in leadership roles, the more kids that will come. If we're not prepared for them, if we can't handle them, he's going to send them somewhere else. He loves the kids. And I'm grateful that he's sending them here, a lot of them anyway. But let's just pause for prayer just for a moment for the Texas shooting. Father, we just ask you in Jesus' name to bring healing to the families. Lord, we just pray that you'd heal this nation. That you'd bring us back to common sense and to acknowledgement of your presence. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to go ahead and get started, but I can't. We've had a lot to do this morning, but there's one thing that we have to do, and that is to bring honor to one of your own. And it is actually Bill Kirk. Are you here? Keck, not Kirk. Keck. Bill. There you are. Hey, wave at me. Come on up here. He is one of the veterans that were chosen to go on an honor flight. Is this working? Yes? No?
Yep.
Okay. This is working. And you're going to stay down there? I'll come down there with you. I don't want to be up here by myself. It's good. But anyway, I never done advance too far. He went on the honor flight. And Bill served in the U.S. Navy from 1967 to 1971, and then went back to service for another tour from 75 to 81, and he served Kitty Hawk in 69 as a part of the Vietnam War, and he went to three Mediterranean cruises, serving on the Saratoga in 1970, 76, and 77. Bill currently works in the meat market, meat department at Chesney Highway in Spartanburg.
Yes, sir.
You're a good man. You cook them steaks. You cut them steaks. Anyway, there's Lisa. Lisa was his guardian to go with him to Washington that day. And thank you, Lisa, for doing that and being with him and the ministry that you do here. He's in Washington there. When he gets there, he meets up with people and starts talking to them. And there he is again. And he's shaking hands with dignitaries. And he also found General Patton. And he said, good job, sailor. So then they there and got a smile out of him. And we just want to say thank you for your service, Bill. Welcome home. Good job. We love you.
Can I say a few words?
Yeah. Hold a second. Go ahead.
This guy right here has been on the honor flight before, and when I found out I was going, I asked Doug, what's it like? And he told me a lot. He said, I'm not going to tell you a darn thing. He said, but it's an experience you'll never forget. And he was 1,000% right. Lisa is the best guardian anybody could ever have. And I thank you, Lisa. And I thank her mom and dad for raising her right to love people the way she does. I thank my church family. All you guys that wrote notes and letters and had them in the box when they gave us mail call on the way home. I don't think I've ever cleared my tear ducts as much as I have in the last week. But I just want to say thank you to everybody and Pat and all the guys from Out of the Ashes and everybody. If I had the time, I would have written a list of everybody who wrote me a note or a letter to read on the way home. But even our stork, we have a stork here somewhere. He said, my wife told me to stop being a stork, so I put my foot down. But I thank everybody, and I love y'all. You don't realize how much people care until something like this happens. And I thank y'all very much from the bottom of my heart. I love you.
I love you, Pastor Taylor.
I love you, too. Love you too, man. I know we have a lot of other veterans in here, and when she comes around again for the honor flight, if you miss it, come on down. You're going to miss something that you wish you had done the rest of your life. Because it was so good. I know he when I saw him this morning, he had tears in his eyes. I knew what had happened to him.
October 14th, wheels up again. I have two applications here if anybody would like to come go to the honor flight. We also need guardians. If anybody is interested in being a guardian, please see me. I can also give you an application for that. I'd have to bring it back, though. I only got the ones for the veterans for right now. But please see me after service if you're a veteran and would like to go on the honor flight. Also, last October, we had our very first Gold Star mom who went on the flight. So that is something that Blue Ridge Honor Flight has incorporated into these flights. So if you know of someone who is a Gold Star family member, we would be honored to have them on that flight with us.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, I got about 2 hours left, right? No, I'm just teasing. I want you to go to Galatians chapter 5. I'll just give you a little introduction about, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit and what that means and what it looks like. And we're going to jump into the thing of the fruit of the Spirit. And I think if we do capture the essence of what the Bible's talking about concerning the fruit of the Spirit, it will absolutely What did you say? Revolutionize. I forgot to put the eyes on it. So revolutionize our lives and make us more radical in a way that in our living, make us more passionate about our walk with God. I do think we need to understand the scriptures. See, my hope and prayer here is that when you hear teaching, either here or on Wednesday and even in the classes, that it's given to you in a way that is information that is easily translated to revelation. Information you can forget. You can hear it today and you can forget it tomorrow. Or you can forget it. That's just information. But when information begins to process in our heart, That is revelation. When you get to know the truth. And the Bible says when you know the truth, not just hear the truth, when you know the truth, it will make you free. So God's whole plan for truth is to bring you to a place of freedom. He's already set you free from the bondage of sin. But now he wants to make us free as we walk in life, so whatever we face, that we can walk in that situation with freedom. See, that only comes when the truth that you hear, you begin to know it and you become intimate. You become one with that truth in your heart. And when that happens, that becomes revelation. Revelation will not be taken away from you. You won't forget it because it becomes part of you. You're able to walk out what you know is inside you, not just something that you heard. You've got to hear the truth. You've got to hear the word. But our hope here is that we present it in every way, in every class, through every person that is up here, that you hear the truth in a way that it's easy to hear, and it's easy to gather in, and it's easier to process. And when it comes a part of you, your freedom is broader, is wider. See, we all, being in Christ, he says, it is Christ who set you free, and it's for freedom that he sets you free. Y'all have heard me talk about that before. It's as a setting free. In other words, you're out of darkness and you're into his glorious light. You're no longer in the darkness. You're born again. You're no longer in the darkness. You're in his light. You're in his presence. His presence is in you. You're a child of the living God. You're a new creation. You're a new creature. And because of that, you have his nature. Say his nature. His nature is inside you. His nature is now your nature. You have a new nature. Now you still have a flesh that you have to deal with, but you have a new nature. You have a new power that is with inside you. That has taken you and I places that we never dreamed that we would be. So, but like I said, it's my prayer and it's my hope that everything that's said, everything is done, brings you to the place of revelation, a revealing that becomes you. Does that make sense? We can have a lot of teachings, and we can do a lot of teachings that are really not transformational. They're just informational. And like I said, nothing's wrong with information. But when it comes to the truth needs to transform us. The truth needs to be in us to make us more free. See, we're free from the penalty of sin. We're free from the power of sin. Do you agree with that? That's what the Bible says. You're free from the penalty of sin. You're free from the power of sin. Used to, you didn't have any other choice but to sin. Now, if you sin, it's voluntarily. You're choosing to.
That's right.
But see, you're released from that power, from that grip that sin had on us. So he said, now I've set you free. I've opened the prison door, and I've let you out of that bondage that you were in. But see, as we walk in life, we still have to learn how to live in his nature. We still have to learn how to know what's going on when we go on. As we go on, you will encounter trials, and you'll encounter difficulties, and you'll encounter so many things, situations and circumstances that you don't understand. But he understands every one of them. But see, we are growing as we walk with him. We don't get set free and then go over here and find a pew and sit down and stay. That is not the way of God. Yeah, you'll be going to heaven, but you won't be doing anything for the kingdom. He didn't save you just to go to heaven. He saved you to leave a mark on the kingdom of darkness and bring out from you the kingdom of God and enhance the kingdom of God. So that this thing about Smokey the Bear, only you can volunteer. Only you can grow up. But you can choose not to. You can choose to sit still, and you can choose not to be involved, and you can choose not to grow, and you can choose to stay on the bottle. You can choose to stay on the pacifier for the rest of your life just because you got that I'm going to heaven ticket. That is not the way of God. The way of God is to bring you out of that place and to saturate you with his presence and to get you to learn how to walk with him, all of us, how to walk with him in ways that create atmospheres, and it creates places wherever we go for an opportunity for others to be able to find him, number one, and to walk with him, number two. And that means deliverance as well. Amen. So, but unless we know the treasure chest and the storehouse that God has for us in his word, we won't be able to walk in the fullness of what he has for us, even though everything that he has for us is inside us. Amen. Do we say, well, I'm just waiting on Jesus? You're not waiting on Jesus. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on me because he's already here. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is already inside us. All of his fruit is already inside us. We're just not walking in it at times. And that's what the lesson is about concerning God, concerning what he has for us. And I'll tell you that every one of those, when they come to your life, they each one have a fruit of the Spirit attached to it. Amen. What I mean by that? What I mean by that is that in the fruit of the Spirit, and we'll get to reading the scripture in just a moment because I'm running out of time. But when you encounter whatever it is that your path of life brings to you, you have love, joy, gentleness, goodness, and you have a fruit, if not all of them, a fruit of the Spirit that is attached to that moment, that situation. And the reason for that, he wants you to encounter his presence in the midst of your situation. Do you hear me? No matter what it is, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, you cannot go through a situation without his presence going with you. You are in Christ. He is in you. Wherever you go, there he is, and he's already in you. Does that make sense? So the hardships that you face, the difficulties you face, it could be at work. It could be in the neighborhood. It could be in marriage. It could be in a relationship. It could be parents. It could be kids. It could be wherever it is. See, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It matters not. Because we all have them. Some of you may be in a hardship or a difficult time in your life, a trial going on in your life. Some of you may be going through that at this very moment or this very season. It doesn't matter about what it is. We all go through them. If you have gone through a difficult situation, raise your hand. Now I want everybody to look. I mean, I don't think there's anybody exempt, you know, but everybody's been, see, it doesn't matter that you go through, it doesn't matter that you have one. We all have one. We all go through one sometime or another. What matters is, while we're in it, whoever it is that is attached to that with you, whoever it is that is watching you, that they're watching you, do they see the nature of Christ when you're going through it? That's what matters. Is that the fruit of the Spirit that we've encountered for that moment, for that day, for that situation, for that trial, for that difficulty, for that hardship, is the fruit of the Spirit that's been assigned to you for that situation? Are they seeing that? If they're not, we're not activating what's already in us. Y'all hear me? So, you, like I said, no matter what you're going through, you cannot go through a problem without an answer. It's impossible. Why is that? He's the answer. And he's there with you. He's in the middle of it with you. No matter what you're going through, he's in the middle of it with you. You have his presence. You have his power. You have his nature. You have his fruit. You have his gift. Everything, God has made everything available through Jesus to your life. Amen. So let me ask this. Who's in a situation? I'm not going to ask you what it is. Who's in a situation or something difficult or some type of trial? Who's in that now? Stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet. Who's in one now? Now, I want you to just look around. I mean, look at how many people, how many of our family, our friends, our church group, our family are going through something today that they need to encounter. See, what you're doing is you're going through something. This just came to my mind. Thank you, Lord. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. See, you have a true enemy that is working against you and your family. But God has a true word for you in the midst of what you're going through. Learn to eat from the table that he's prepared for you. If you do not see that there is a table prepared for you, you're sitting in the wrong seat. What you see will come from where you're sitting. If your Bible says, stay standing with me, because you know the thing is, the Bible says, do not sit in the seat of the scoffers. That's a place that you can sit. You can sit and you can scoff and you can not like anything. Just have a bad attitude, just squeeze it out on everybody. That's a place that you can sit. And if you're sitting in that seat, that's all you'll see and that's all you'll do. You won't even see the table that God made for you because you're sitting at the wrong place. The Bible says in Ephesians, if you've been born again, you are seated with him in heavenly places. You're here, but you're also seated with Christ in heavenly places. With him in heavenly places. Now, your view from up there is absolutely awesome. So we can either sit in an earthly place and a place that is the spirituality of that is not going in the direction of God, or we can sit in heavenly places and keep our eyes focused on him, even in the midst of the hardship that I'm going through. So here's a question to all of you that are going through now. This is a question I want you to ask. What aspect of the fruit of the Spirit does he want me to work on in this situation? What aspect of the fruit of the Spirit has he invited me to engage in to be the answer to this situation? So if we're not thinking that way, that wait a minute, this difficult time is actually an invitation from God for me to encounter Him. This difficulty is actually an invitation from God. He's brought you to this very place, inviting you, inviting me, inviting all of us to encounter Him. And in the process of being able to counter the action that's against us, we get to become Christ-like in the middle of it. See, you're not in the middle, you're just going through. I heard this man say it a long time. He said, when you're going through hell, don't stop. When you're going through a very difficult time, don't pitch a tent. Keep on moving. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. For thou art with me. See, what that means is the shadow of the death has gotten so close to you that it's your shadow. I mean, it's walking with you. It's connected, but it's only a shadow. So you that are standing, you think right now, what is it? Which fruit of the Spirit is he calling me to engage in, to activate, to be the answer to this problem? I'm telling you, it will change your outlook on everything that you live in. Everything. It will revolutionize your life. It will revitalize your life. It will cause you to be passionate when you see trouble coming. Not fearful. You may be seated. Well, it's almost 12 o'clock. Let's read the scripture and then we'll probably go home. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. See, when we engage with the fruit of the Spirit, we won't be carrying out the deeds of the flesh. He said, the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition one to another. See, you've seen this, said, okay, I got the devil on one side, one shoulder, and the Spirit of God. One's telling you this, another's telling you this. I don't know if all that's true. It's a funny cartoon. But the reality of it, sometimes we hear voices that are not God. But the promise from God is this. He didn't say you wouldn't hear voices. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. Of all the voices, his voice will stand out. That's him. Do you hear me? He didn't say you wouldn't hear other voices. But when you hear his, you'll know his. You'll know his voice because you're his sheep. He goes on and he says, they're in opposition one to another so that you may not do the things that you please. You'd like to do this, but you're not doing it because there's a deed of the flesh that's pulling you more and you're leaning more that way. And you don't see that he has everything available for you not to lean that way. He said, but if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. He said, you're not under the legalism of law when you're following the Spirit of God. Now the deeds of the flesh, here's the deeds. The deeds of the flesh are evident. Immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. That sorcery is not just dabbling in the occult. That sorcery is also connected to drugs. Pharmakia is the spirit that is about drugs. There are drugs involved in it, in the sorcery. enmities, which is hostility, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing. And it doesn't stop there. And things like these. See, this list is not exhaustive. It's not full of all the deeds of the flesh. It's just the beginning. And things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice, everybody say the word practice, those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is something that if we don't get right, we will be confused for a long time. That those who practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Then he goes on, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit. So it's fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Every one of those are packaged inside you. Every one of those are an invitation for you to use each one of them, learn more about them as you go through and experience the things of God. In situations, he wants to show you who he really is and what he's really given you. The fruit of the Spirit is not just a list of nice things. When we think, oh, that's a nice list, one day I may be able to do them, they're not just a nice list or sweet things that we need to just read. That's not what they are. They are the treasure box. They're your treasure box. There's your store, the storehouse of God that is yours. It's his promises, full of his promises and full of his provision. You have not gone through a situation that has not been filtered through God from the beginning. Now, let's go back to this thing, and we're going to need to close. He said, those that practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This word practice is praiso. It's in the Greek. This means a habitual doing. It means a way of life, a way of living. In other words, these things, if this is the way you live, you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. If this is the way you live. See, it's that word, not the other word, which is poietho, is another Greek word for practice. It means that which is a single act or on occasion. Aren't you glad it wasn't that one? Aren't you glad it wasn't that one? Why is that? Because I know some people that's been angry. I know some people that envies. I know people that's been in strife. I know me. That's been angry before. See, but it didn't say those that you have done it because you're not perfect. That is different than doing it because it is your complete lifestyle to do that. Do you hear me? Amen. He didn't say that those that miss the mark of perfection. He said those that have a lifestyle doing it. Then it says, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not heaven. The kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Do you think he's saying seek ye first heaven? Mm-mm. Seek ye first the government of God. That's what it says. Seek ye first the government of God. Seek ye first being governed, being under God's rule, under God's care, under God's protection, and all these other things will be added to you. If you have a lifestyle of living in those ways, it means that you will not be under God's protective rule. It's not a place. It's a government. Okay. Well, it's good to me. It's good news to me. I've been taught wrong most of my life. See, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it. To go forward, sometimes you have to unlearn what you learned in order to be able to learn the truth. I was taught this way, but this was incorrect. This is not the right way. This was man's way. It was full of either intellectual arrogance or legalistic religion. And if we learn from that, we will have false beliefs, and we won't believe the depth of the power of the Word of God and the power of His presence and the power of the Spirit. Do y'all hear me? See, I run into people, and I have for years, said, you know, well, I sinned. I had envy. I'm going to hell. I don't send you to hell. There'll be no sin in heaven, right? But if you're in Christ, they've been paid for. The issue is not that we go through problems. The issue is, when we go through them, do we demonstrate His nature? See, one's a deed. The deed of the flesh is work, because you're focused on you and your own ability. I got this. You've got nothing. I've got nothing. Outside of Him, I have nothing. My best effort is filthy rags. I've got nothing. But the other is fruit. That's a growing inside me that is coming out of me, because He's already put it inside me. I don't have to work to get it. I just have to let it produce inside me to be let out. Isn't that good? With every situation that you face from this moment on, you should understand, and you hear the word again of saying, it's an invitation, which fruit of the Spirit, because that is His nature. Is it goodness? Is it patience? Is it love? Is it self-control? What is it? What is it that He's inviting you in the middle of this difficulty? What is He inviting you to encounter? Then receive the invitation and let Him do it, because your focus is not on you at that point. Your focus is on Him. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Do you believe it, or are you still questioning it? See, here's the thing about it. Oh, if you're just going to think about it, that's okay. You can think about it. And if you don't think it's true, look it up in the Bible. Go behind me and make sure I'm telling you the truth. But I'm telling you, when the Bible says, it's not what you've just heard, it's what you believe. Because it is from the heart, listen to me, it is from the heart that what? Man believes. And the result is righteousness. It's from the heart that man believes, not what a man thinks. And a man thinks, so is he, but it's from his heart that he believes. And it's going to result. So you believing that it's already there in you, and He's already given you that, you believing that opens the door for you to practice it and experience it. Are you ready to experience it?
Yes.
Well, we won't finish this next Sunday. Next Sunday will be Mother's Day, but we'll jump back into it the following Sunday. Now, what did I tell you today was? Look at your neighbor and go to laughing. Be grateful to God. that you have life. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you come down here. If you do not know Him as Lord and Savior, you come to this altar and we'll meet you here and we'll introduce you to Him. Because if you don't know Him and He does not know you, that can change in a moment's notice. So it's
wide
open.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.